Milo's Pro Rewards members. Save big during Lowe's Pro Savings Days. Get your member volume discount plus an extra 5% off eligible orders with a quote of $2,000 or more. And buy more and save more with up to 20% off in-stock molding when you spend $250 or more. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 7/31. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Can't be combined with any contract or special pricing. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car look in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
A lot of us have heirlooms from family members in our homes. It's kind of what we do as humanity. We hold on to our past and we like to remember those who have come before us and the things that they experienced and the things that they accomplished, especially when it comes to things like battles and war. Many of us may have items from grandparents or family members who served in various wars, such as World War II or other battles. Those items give us a stark reminder of why we're here today and the prices that were paid before us. Sometimes in those battles and those situations, the individuals who end up giving these items to their next of kin and passing it along take other things from those scenes as trophies, as remembrances. Many American soldiers during World War II took items off of deceased Nazi soldiers. Some would say it was a trophy of sorts of defeating such a horrific and vile enemy. And when you take something from an individual that possesses such hate and such disregard for life, does that object hold a certain negative energy within it? A fraction, a piece of the person who once wore it. In our next story, we hear about someone who decides to do some house sitting. When house sitting, they discover that one of the items in the home, amongst many antiques, is not that just of a deceased loved one who served in World War II, but the souvenir he took off of a dead Nazi. Could this be the cause of the paranormal activity that haunts the house sitter? Take a listen. I have a fascination with ghosts and the supernatural ever since I could remember. And I want to tell you about my experience that I had house sitting over 6 years ago. I'm from Wisconsin and would sometimes pet sit for a family in my hometown. One of their kids was in the same grade as my younger sibling, which is how I got to know them. When I was in my last year of high school, the mom of the family asked me if I'd be willing to stay in the house for a few nights while they went on vacation in January. I agreed, but little did I know I would soon have my first paranormal experience. Something I should add beforehand is that the family would often joke about how their house is haunted when me and my sister would come over. They said toilets would randomly flush on their own and that they would hear strange things and that there was a ghost that they claimed to have seen in one of the bedrooms. But I guess I never honestly believed it until I started to experience some of those things myself. Fast forward to January, I was now dog sitting for the family and strange things started happening to me at that house. The first night I stayed over, I was by myself sleeping in the back bedroom with both dogs in bed with me. I woke up to the sound of the dogs standing at the end of the bed. They were growling while staring into the hallway that was across from the bed. The hallway was somewhat angled so I could investigate it, but could not see across the entire hall. The hair on the back of my neck rose. I got an unsettling feeling. Scared, I told them to stop and that nothing was there, but they continued to growl and bark and would not move from the bed. Eventually, they gave up and we all fell back asleep. I was so scared after that. I woke up that next morning and looked out the kitchen window to see footprints in the snow that led up to the stairs of the back deck. The weird thing is that the footprints appeared to start in the middle of the lawn out of nowhere, like someone had floated out towards the middle of the lawn and then began walking towards the house. They had a neighbor that lived directly behind them, so I thought maybe they were walking around in the snow, but there were no other footprints leading from their house, and it would have been impossible for them to jump over their patio area into the middle of the yard where the footprints in the snow began. I was a little freaked out after seeing the footprints, and with the dogs growling and barking in the middle of the night, I was scared to go to bed that next night. I should also note that I always felt a little freaked out in the house by myself. Not sure if it's because I was in an unfamiliar place or if there was something more to it. Looking back, it was a different kind of uneasy I was feeling. The next night comes, and I go to bed in the same room as the night before, and it happens again. The dogs randomly start to bark and growl down the hallway. My heart pounds and I'm convinced I'm not alone. I quickly got up and turned on all the lights and checked the entire house. I did not find anything. I double-checked that all the doors were locked and I went back to bed with the covers over my head, thinking about what the dogs could have been freaking out about. I texted the family the next morning and told them about the weird experiences I've been having. My mom said I was welcome to have my boyfriend stay with me, if that made me feel better. So I asked my boyfriend, who is now my fiancé, if he would stay with me, to which he did. I was telling him all about the dogs barking and growling in the middle of the night and the footprints in the snow. He didn't have much of a reaction to what happened. At this point, I was convinced that the house was haunted. A lot of my family members are skeptics except for my stepdad, who shares the same fascination with the paranormal as me. In fact, he went on a ghost tour at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. It's based off the movie The Shining. That's a story for another time if you're interested. Anyways, he has an EMF detector that he used on his ghost tour, and just for fun, he let me borrow it, and we walked around the house to see if anything would happen. The detector did not do anything. That was until we went down into the basement, where the family has some uniforms and old items from the Civil War and World War II, that I believe were given from a past family member. One of their kids would sometimes participate in old war reenactments, so they had some unique clothing and items from those periods. There was a specific room in the basement where they kept all those items. While we were walking around the basement, we got near that room and the detector started to go off, and my heart dropped. I do not think it was a coincidence that it went off until we got near that room. We kind of laughed it off, but I was afraid and would not go inside it. I started to think, could all these weird things be happening to me because of all the war items and clothes that were kept in the basement? The next night, I went to bed and my boyfriend stayed up later to watch TV. He said he was watching TV and heard me say a few times and then his name. Thinking it was me, he said, "What's up?" But then there was no response. So he texted me and said, "Are you good?" I woke up to my phone and saw his text and walked out to the living room and asked him what he was talking about. He heard me say, "Hey," 3 or 4 times, and then his name. I told him I was asleep. I did not wake up until I heard my phone go off. We both were a little afraid, but then just shook it off, saying he must have just been hearing things since it was late and he was tired. It was now the night before the family was expected to come home. I was cleaning the house, doing laundry. Their laundry room was near the front door of the split level where there were stairs leading up to the living room and then stairs leading down to the basement. As I was walking down the stairs to the laundry room, the front door flew open so hard that it hit the wall. The dogs instantly started barking and I screamed and dropped the laundry on the stairs. My boyfriend comes running and asks what happened. I told him the front door swung open as I was walking down the stairs. At first, I thought someone was breaking in. We looked outside the door to see if there were any footprints, and there was nothing. Not a single footprint in the fresh snow, and it was not a windy night. I was convinced it was a ghost, as we could not explain how the locked door would swing open that hard. I texted the homeowner, terrified, and she said if I let the dogs out, I could come back home to sleep at my own house and come back in the morning to let the dogs. So I let the dogs out, grabbed my bag, and was waiting in the entryway of the house for my boyfriend. I remember telling him I forgot something in the kitchen, so he went back upstairs to get whatever I left up there. I could hear him walking back from the kitchen, but something was wrong. When he walked down the stairs from the living room, his face was white, and he looked afraid. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me nothing, and that we should leave. I did not ask any more questions as I was still afraid from what happened earlier. And then we left. I met up with the homeowners after they returned to give them back their key. I was telling them about my experiences while house-sitting, and they agreed it might have been a ghost, as weird as things have happened to them too. However, they told me something dark about their home that really freaked me out. Not only did they have World War II clothing and items in the house, but apparently that same relative that owned and served in World War II took an item off a dead Nazi soldier during the war and brought it home with him. Now, this is not some type of antique that your average person would have in their house. There was supposedly an item that was taken off the dead body of a Nazi, and if you ask me, nothing good can come of that. About a week goes by, and I'm talking to my boyfriend about what happened to us that night house-sitting. He then told me that there was something he had to tell me that happened to him while we were house-sitting. Mind you, he's telling me this over a week later. He told me that when he walked back out of the kitchen to get whatever I left that night, something caught the corner of his eye down the hallway. He looked and said he saw standing at the end of the hallway in the middle of the doorway to the bedroom I slept in was a figure of a man. He was somewhat transparent with a whitish gray and green hue to him, and he could see his eyes and that he was wearing some type of dark clothing. He told me he looked directly at the figure for probably only 2 seconds and could tell this figure was staring back at him. Completely freaked out, he said he turned his head to the living room and started to walk towards the stairs where I was waiting for him. I asked him what was wrong, to which he responded, as I mentioned before, "Nothing, we should leave now." And he didn't turn back to see if the figure was still standing there or if it had disappeared. He doesn't like to talk about what he saw that night, but I honestly believe he saw something based on his face looking pale after I saw him coming down the stairs, and that he did not tell me about the figure until a week later. I often think about that night and wonder if it were more than just a ghost given what was kept in that house. I think it could have been a dark spirit that did not want us there. I hope you guys enjoyed my story. I look forward to seeing if this makes it into the podcast. I'd love to share some more stories about some of my stepdad's paranormal experiences he shared with me if you're interested. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to more ghost stories.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.